We're here at Tech Ed North America, and my guest's name is pronounced almost exactly like Mihai Tataran. How are you, Mihai?
Fine, David. Nice to see you again.
Say your name for me.
Mihai Tataran.
Isn't that what I said?
Almost. 90% perfect.
Which is okay.
What do you do, Mihai?
Well, I own a software company back home in Romania. We do custom software development and training for other software companies. And right here, I came to talk about Windows Azure, of course.
You're doing a lot of Azure for your customers, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been doing it for the last 3 years now. A lot of solutions on this platform. So yeah, we have a bunch of experience now.
What do you talk about tomorrow?
I'm going to talk about elasticity, which is the ability to automatically scale your web applications hosted in Windows Azure. It's going to be a great talk because, you know, Azure per se delivers you the possibility or the technical features for you to be able to scale. But right now you have to do it manually. And in order for you to achieve true elasticity, means you have to automate those steps.
Well, let's back up a second. Define elasticity.
Yeah, it's a different word. I mean, it means something different than scalability. So elasticity is automated.
Well, define scalability then.
Yeah, scalability would be your ability to add resources as you need them. If we're talking about the specific context of Windows Azure, ability to add new instances or delete instances. I'm talking about virtual machines running your website. And elasticity would mean ability to scale automatically, so without manual intervention. And this is going to be my talk tomorrow. Right now you have a few options to achieve that, and I'm going to go through all of those actually, but focus on the most important one, or the one I like most actually.
Which is?
Which is called Auto-Scaling Application Block. It's developed by the Microsoft Patterns and Practices team. It's an extension of the Enterprise Library, actually. So if you're familiar with anything from the Enterprise Library, with the configuration and working with it, then it's going to be very similar.
Yeah, these are the same people that did the exception, the logging application block, and
user interface process application block, all those things. Yeah. So this is going to be my talk tomorrow. I'm going to show some PowerShell scripts which allow you to scale automatically, and then I'm going to focus on this block.
Walk me through how do I start using this application block?
You have to download the bits. It's available through NuGet.
And then, so right through Visual Studio, you can grab it.
Yeah, right click NuGet. You're going to find it there. The code name was Wasabi. Right now it's called Auto-Scaling Application Block. It's very easy to find. And then you're going to need some hands-on labs, some walkthroughs. You're going to find those very easily on CodePlex if you search for the term.
That's just for learning how to do it.
Yeah,
that's not required for the actual
user. No. So just in order to do it, you need to develop your own custom application, a very simple app which has maximum 5 lines of code, which uses this this library, and the most part of the logic is just configuring some XML files, which define the rules to scale your app. For example, you can define something like in between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., I want to have 10 instances, 10 virtual machines running my web app, and vice versa, in between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m. the next day, I want to have only 2 virtual machines running my website. It's very easy to do that in your
So if you have predictable demand patterns, that sounds pretty easy. What about if you have unpredictable patterns?
Yeah, that's a little bit harder, but it's very doable with the auto-scaling application block. You have to manage or to make your app, your target application, your web application, log some performance counters, which are available through VMI, Windows Management Instrumentation, in the end. You're going to log them in a table storage.
Is that something that this application block will help me with, or do I need to download something else to do that?
No. So just logging the performance counters doesn't have anything to do with the application block.
I see.
Just in your Azure app, you just have to log those diagnostics.
Okay, so I have to go into the configuration of Azure and turn on these diagnostics.
Actually, in your web role or worker role class, you have to start there when the role starts or whatever, configure the diagnostics. And make sure you save data like, CPU performance, CPU time, or request queues in IIS, things like that, which come from VMI.
And save it into what, table storage?
Yeah, you're going to save them in a table storage. And on the other hand, your application block can be configured to look for those performance counters in the table storage. And then depending on some rules you define, like for example, whenever the CPU goes over 80% as an average for the last 5 minutes for all the machines, I want to create another one to add, to scale up, and vice versa.
Okay. So is that that rule you described, is that custom code that I have to write, or is that a configuration that I can set and it'll figure it out for me?
It's only a configuration, an XML bunch of code, or elements.
Okay. So this application that we're talking about writing that reads the configuration file and interacts with either the time of day or the reading these logged WMI instrumentation data, is that deployed as part of your web role, or is that something that sits outside of that and separate?
It should sit outside of your web role. It's a separate app.
Okay.
It can be hosted both on premises in your own office, but then you have the risk to forget about it. I mean, whenever you do an update on your server, maybe you don't start it.
Okay.
Or you don't have the failover policy for it implemented. So the second option would be to host it as a worker role, as a separate worker role in Windows Azure.
Okay, and that's your preference, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's better. It will cost you a bit more, but it's much better. I mean, whatever, you know, you should think about monitoring the monitor, you know, and Windows Azure will do it for you.
And the last thing is that there's always the danger if you've got automatic rules that say when demand goes up, scale out more, that you might be hit with some kind of denial of service, and then suddenly you're scaling out beyond your cost, the ability to pay for that. What's your safeguard against that?
There are a lot of mistakes you can do. This is one of the most important ones. You can set your a top ranking rule, because rules can be ranked, and you can set the top ranking rule to have a minimum and a maximum amount of instances.
Okay.
So you never pass 10 or whatever. There are other mistakes you can do, like for example, forget to close down the monitoring application, the auto-scaling application, when you do an update. Because what can go really bad is you're doing an update, a new version of your application is going to be deployed in Azure, and in the meantime, while the update is still being performed, the auto-scaling block kicks in with the rule to scale, and then the things are going to be a bit messed up. There's nothing invalid you're going to face, but the update is going to take much longer. So what you want to do is whenever you do an update, you stop the auto-scaling block.
Anything else?
That's about it. You're going to find my session on Channel 9 recorded. Just look. Yeah, yeah. So, more details over there.
Mihai, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. So thanks, David, and thanks for all the technology friends which are watching this show. Have a good one.